This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And normally we have a lot of different special guests, but we've got the special man himself today, Mr. Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage.
My wife always thinks that funny when you say the special guest.
Special guest, yeah. She special says, could be
he
a lot.
Special.
You know?
What do you pay him to say that?
Exactly. Oh, man. Year's winding down, bud.
Yep. It is, and it's, you know, it's kind of a nice thing. We get a chance to take a break compared to what's been going on the last couple of years. I hope you're spending time with family.
Yes, sir.
And getting out.
Yes, sir. Everything's going to be just laying a little low, but, I mean, not flying anywhere or doing any of that. But
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of people that have flown, and they're like, I never want to fly again.
No, I'm telling you.
You know, that your flight gets bumped. You're sitting at the airport for hours or days, and it's just – and we're in that time of season where that can happen a whole lot more.
Yeah, no doubt.
A whole lot more.
For sure. Well, again, Kurt and Affordable Interest Mortgage brings you this show each week, and we are going to just talk about mortgages today and what's going on and what we can expect maybe in 2023. So, Kurt, I did hear they raised the conforming loan rates, or limits, I should say. So what does that mean? And before you answer that, let's explain what a conforming loan even is.
Conforming loan is a loan that 80% of the people use to get and it comes down to the conforming loan limit. When you're looking at all the loans, when they look at those and they say, where's 80% of the business? What's the loan size? Okay. What are they looking at? Well, last year that loan amount was $647,200. This year it went to $726,000 too. What that basically says is between 647 and 726 is what the average home financed over the last 12 months. Well, when you start looking at the numbers, if you understand mortgage loans, most people put 20% down. So they're borrowing 80%. Okay. So they're saying that 726 is 80% of the purchase price.
Gotcha.
So let's take it another step further. When it goes from 647 to 726, that's how much a home, average home appreciated, which is 12%, just over 12%. So the conforming loan limit actually kind of gives you an indication nationwide what's going on. Now, there's other parts of the country that didn't get 12. There's certain parts of the country got a lot higher than 12. But that's what the lenders will use. Now, when I talk lenders, I'm not talking Wells Fargo or UWM or Nations Bank or any of them. I'm talking Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Okay.
Because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the main institutions that govern mortgage lending and their requirements. So there's the ones that set these prices. There's a thing that came out many years ago through the mortgage meltdown called CFPB and TRID. And there's requirements that lenders have to meet in order to do loans because they're backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. A lot of people think that lenders are charging all these fees. There are standard costs and fees that have to be applied to a loan depending on the risk of the loan. Those are set by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they're universal. If you want to be able to sell your loan to Fannie or Freddie, if you want to sell it to another institution, it has to meet these requirements, or the government will not back it. Prior to this, prior to 2008, the government didn't own Fannie and Freddie. And what they do is they guarantee that money no matter what happens, as long as you meet these guidelines. So when you look at that whole picture, that's where that 726 comes into play and how they appreciate. Now, the advantage to that is when they raise that up, that may take somebody who purchased a $900,000 house. And before, if they were financed with 726, they were in a jumbo. Jumbo doesn't have to meet all those requirements. Jumbo, they're going to charge you a higher rate. They're going to take away some options for you. They're not going to let you have cash out. There's a whole bunch of things when you get to a jumbo loan that you lose from a conforming loan.
Gotcha.
Okay. So by raising the conforming limit, there are customers out there that, you know, maybe 6 months, a year ago, went out and purchased a house and they borrowed 726, but that's a jumbo loan. Now they can refinance and get conforming rates, which are traditionally a half a point less than the standard rates, because jumbo loans aren't guaranteed by the federal government.
And what's the amount on a jumbo loan?
$1.5 million.
Okay.
The super jumbo and jumbo. Now, again,
super jumbo.
And I'm telling you this so you understand why things are set a certain way. There's a thing called a portfolio loan. A portfolio loan means that that bank has decided to loan that money and they're holding it in reserve. So they set the guidelines. Those are called non-QM loans, and they're portfolio loans, and they can do whatever they want within an area. There are certain things you still can't do. You can't have prepayment penalties. You can't have these kind of loans that we had back in 2008. You can't. But the portfolio lender can have different guidelines. They're still going to hold true to Fannie and Freddie in most of theirs. Hmm. So when you have a higher, you know, conforming loan limit, you have a higher loan of value. So you could buy a house now for $900,000 and you'd get a conforming loan limit. And if you watched what happened today, the inflation rate went from 2 months ago at 8.4 to last month at 7.7. It just dropped to 7.1. The market took off. Okay. Rates immediately went down. So what, and the indication that we're starting to see, if we've got 2 months in a row of this, is we're starting to see that the Feds are now not going to slow down in how much they raise. They're starting to see the effect of everything that they've done over the last 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. And inflation is starting to, we're not out of the woods, but it's starting to give us an idea that we're pretty close to the edge.
So if they continue this trend of the last 2 months, could we see something pretty good in 6 to 9 months, or you think it'd be a
yes.
year?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't think we've arrived.
Sure.
But what the impacts that they've made is starting mm-hmm. to give us that kind of soft landing they're hoping for. There's still talk of recession. I don't know that it's there. There's part of recession is you got to get unemployment higher than it is, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Depending on who's feeding you the numbers, we're still pretty low in unemployment. So the recession part might. And to me, it's just a word. What does it mean? I got more people unemployed than not. I still don't have enough money moving through the economy. Mm-hmm. And one of the big factors that makes money move through the economy is home refinancing and home sales. Because when you buy a home, you're going to put in a yard. When you have a home, you're going to remodel your home. You're going to do some fix-ups. You're going to do that goes to Home Depot. That goes to carpet stores and glass companies. And all that helps the economy, the money moving. So it's important that the mortgage rates are staying within where people can deal with them. So what we're starting to see is really, in my opinion, quite positive news. It might not come out of it. We're still seeing home values start to shrink, which is not a bad thing, because when they're moving at 12 to 18%, if they all of a sudden come down to 4, mm-hmm. it's appreciating in some money. So those things are some of the things that we're starting to see. Going back to conforming loan limits, there's a whole lot more loan programs under conforming loan limits than there are under jumbo. Okay. You can do a whole lot of things under conforming. You can do a first for 75% and a second for 20% to go to 95%. They won't let you do that on a jumbo. They won't let you go above 90% loan to value. So it's real important that number comes up. Mm-hmm. It resembles more of what's going on in the marketplace.
Right. Self-employed always throws a wrench in things, it seems like. Conforming and jumbo, is that available to self-employed?
Every loan is available to a self-employed person depending on how they put it on their taxes. Okay. Now, many brokers that I know over the last 20 years, they really have a hard time with self-employed. You got to understand how the numbers work in self-employed and how the bank looks at it, not how the client does, because the client says, you know, I made $1 million and I netted $100,000. Well, okay, they're going to say you made $100,000.
And they got outstanding credit, most of them.
Yeah, and yep. they own 3 or 4 homes, they got really nice cars, and they got $300,000 in the bank. Mm-hmm. You still only made $100,000. But there's ways to look at a tax returns and find ways to find money for the consumer. There are loans mm-hmm. designed for self-employed people, but they're going to be outside the norm in most cases, unless, like myself, I W-2 myself. So I pay myself a salary that will qualify me for what I need at the end of the year, depending on what the company does. This depends on what I take. So there's some differences, but yeah, you can still get conforming and jumbo loans under self-employed. There's actually some special programs for self-employed. They're called bank statements.
Okay.
All you got to do is show it on your bank statement. They'll give you a loan because they understand you understand money. Give me 12 months, give me 24 months, and you can do a loan under that.
So looking at a bank statement, do they still require tax records?
They don't want your tax returns.
Okay.
All they look at, they don't want W-2s. They don't want pay stubs. They just want to see your last 12 months, 24 months worth of bank statements, whether it's personal or business. If you put it, if you give us your business returns and they're bringing in $20,000 a month in business income, they're going to take a percentage of that depending on the business you're in. If you show us personal, they're normally going to take 80 to 100% of that, and that's your income. They don't care what your tax return says.
Hmm.
You can't have bankruptcies or foreclosures.
Sure.
So they're going to look at it completely different. And then depending on how much money you got in the bank, and we'll talk about this probably later, the asset manager is great for self-employed mm-hmm. because they look at your liquid reserves as income.
Right.
So it makes it kind of real attractive for them because, you know, John Rush, you have money sitting there because you never know, well, now I get to count it for income, but I don't have to spend it. It just sits
sure.
there.
Right. And, you know, it takes someone, I mean, not someone, it takes you to sit down and talk with people to figure out all this stuff because I don't know, and not that I've ever done a show with anybody else in mortgages but you, but I mean, I just can't picture someone sitting down and going through all the different things that you know and how to orchestrate it, as you said, and looking at all the different things that may be available for that client.
And I appreciate that comment, but 20 years and all the gray hair is because I paid attention
sure.
to being part of that. As things change, when you have a customer that comes to you and says, I need this, if I don't know that product, I got to my job is to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, I've learned things. There are ways to get money up to the 90, 95% to do different things, but you got to look outside the box. And many people, as in most jobs, don't want to take that extra effort. Well, I'm here to serve the customer. And they have just as much right to refinance or buy a home as anybody else does.
Gotcha.
So I've learned those things over the years, and they just kind of stick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm self-employed, so I kind of understand that one.
Sure.
Yeah, and like with you and John, you guys are self-employed, so mm-hmm. we understand
non-profit,
that very well.
Nonprofit.
Yeah.
Kurt Rogers is our guest. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you got any questions for Kurt, give us a call. 303-477-5600. We'll take a quick break and be back with more with Kurt Rogers right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store. From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, Here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers in studio with us, and we are taking the hour today and talking about mortgages, different loans, and hopefully some things that can give you some insights to kind of what's going on right now in the mortgage world. And we'll get Kurt to put on his forecaster glasses and maybe talk about 2023 here in a minute as well. But Kurt, when we talk about and we hear the term first-time home buyer, is that exactly what it means, first time they have ever owned a home?
You were good till you put in the word ever.
Okay.
First-time home buyer is to be qualified for the first-time home buyer programs is someone who has not owned a home, either been part of a home ownership or all by themselves in the last 36 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, now most people say first-time home buyer. Well, I owned a house once before. That doesn't mean you still can't qualify for a first-time home buyer. Now, first-time home buyer, especially now because of the market's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we used to have a 14-day supply of homes. Now we have a 37-day supply of homes. So the homes are sitting there more, and with the values out there, the market's not moving quite as fast as it was, which brings in, and I talked about this 8-10 months ago, there's a group of people that want to buy a home, but they couldn't play because they didn't have the money down, couldn't pay the appraisal gaps. The prices were just too high. They couldn't get in the game. But they've been sitting here waiting, and they're in the game now. And those are the first-time home buyers. So they want to come back out and start buying a home. So because of what's going on, there are certain programs out there that will help them. One of them's called Home Ready. One of them's called Home Possible. And one of them called Borrower Smart. These three programs are specifically designed for first-time home buyers and cutting the fees that it takes to get into the loan. Remember the last segment I talked about who controls the different guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
When a lender says, if you go to a lender and say, okay, my house is worth $500, and I want to borrow $400,000, take a little cash out. The minute cash out comes in, the cost of the loan goes up. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac have what's called LLPAs, lender loan level pricing adjustments. So when you take cash out, that's a hit to the loan. When you're doing 80% loan-to-value versus 75%, that's a hit to the loan. If you're doing a condo versus a single family, that's a hit to the loan. Now, I say hit. What I mean is that's an additional cost. Okay. That doesn't mean the rate goes up, but it means there's an additional cost because Fannie and Freddie have determined that there's a higher risk for that type of borrower. Coming January 13th, cash out hit is going to double. Because Fannie and Freddie is seeing the market start to move. They don't want to start giving cash out up to 80% if home values are going to go down. So they're going to start to slow that process down. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm here to tell you that's what's coming.
Right.
UWM, Nations Bank, Wells Fargo, they have no control over those numbers. Everybody has to pay that same figure. That's universal with Fannie and Freddie. So when you're looking at a first-time home buyer, what they've done now is they've taken all those hits out. They don't care. They will go to 97% loan the value on a first-time home buyer. You can either get it with mortgage insurance or without mortgage, and you have absolutely no hits. So what that means is, and that doesn't matter if your credit score is a 660 or 780, you get the same rate.
Really?
That's the advantage they've come out with. I'm really excited about some of the things they've done because they want to help those people get into buying a home. So as the values settle and the rates come down, these programs are starting to become quite popular for first-time home buyers. Now, you can't have somebody co-sign that's not living with you on a first-time home buyer. Both people have to live in the home. But that's one of the advantages. But you just have none of those hits. There is an income restrictions. You can't make more as a single person or the two that are on the loan more than $117,800. If you make more than that, then that in some cases won't qualify. There are first-time home buyer programs with a slightly higher rate if you make more than that.
Okay.
Again, it's designed to get people into their first home forever. Now, when you take that program here, and we just heard my commercial before we came back. When you tie the first-time home buyer program that where they have no hits and you get this rate, you might get a first-time home buyer rate of 5.875. With these other programs that they attach with it called the 3-2-1 buy-down, meaning which if you get a rate of 5.875, your first year you're making payments at a rate of 2.875. Your second year you're making a payment of 3.875.
Okay.
Your third year it's 4.875, and by the fourth year you go to 5.875.
But it gives you time to adjust.
That's exactly right. So you're actually able to buy a home, qualify to buy a home, and have a payment less than what you're paying for in rent. Part of the inflation numbers said that one of the things that's still going up, 0.08%, is rents all across the country. Well, now there's an opportunity, and here's the goal of Fannie and Freddie, is to get those that are renting and being pushed. I read an article just the other day. 56% of the millennials are moved back into their parents' home or back in with somebody else because rents are getting too high. 56%.
Right.
So what they're seeing is, let's give them an advantage to become a homeowner and pay less money, and the rent never changes, basically. And you get to get it at considerably less for the first couple of years. If you don't like the 3-2-1 buy down, you can get a 2-1 buy down. So it'll go down to 3.8 to 4.8, and then end up at 5. Those are great programs that can help you get into a home.
So there's a lot. I mean, you stop and think about it. I think a lot of people just think of, 30-year mortgage and an interest rate. There's a lot of options for people in there.
That's why we ask all the questions.
Yeah.
There might be a program that fits better what you're doing than the one you think about because you haven't financed a home or thought that that's the only way it was. That's not the case.
That's why you need to give Kurt a call and sit down with him, all right? If that fits you, and again, man, all the years we've been doing this show, I did not know that. I've always just thought a first-time home buyer was exactly that.
Yeah. With a first-time home buyer, you can do it either as a conventional loan, as an FHA loan, or as a VA loan. Any one of those could be first-time home buyers. And you can get the 3-2-1 buy-down with any one of those three. Now, if you own a home, you can also take advantage of Home Ready and Home Possible and get the exact same thing. They've waived the hits on a refinance.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no hits from a 660 to a 780. I mean, you don't have that income hit. So you're able to take advantage of all the same things that a first-time home buyer is. Rate's a little bit different, not much, but a little bit different. But they'll only go up to 80% on a refinance, and they won't allow cash out.
Okay.
But you still can take advantage of some of the other facts that you have no hits on the loan, and that you can get a 3-2-1 buy-down. I have a customer just this morning because rates went down. He was looking at a rate in the mid-sixes. All of a sudden, we got him under 6%, and we locked the rate on a 3-2-1 buy-down. So he's starting out at under 3% for his first year.
Because what was hurting over these last several months when all this started was people that were qualified for a loan, and then with the rate went up so much, they couldn't qualify, right?
That is correct.
Wow.
So we're starting to see that change of company.
Okay.
When you do a 3-2-1 buy down, you're going to qualify at the higher rate, but that doesn't mean that's what you pay. So you get to take advantage. If you look at that, here's a little extra caveat that goes with the 3-2-1 buy down. Say you do that, and let's say all that number equals 15,000. It only works on a purchase. So with home values and sellers having to negotiate now, you mm-hmm. build that right into the loan. So the seller is going to give you basically $15,000 to get this loan. So you're into it for a year at a rate of, let's say, 3%. All of a sudden, in a year from now, rates have dropped down to 4%, and that's a 30-year fixed. You can convert that loan to a 4%, but you've only used maybe 6,000 of that 15 you got. They're going to give you back the other 9. That money that was given to you, if you ever refinance it within that 3-year period, mm-hmm. they give it back to you. It's your money.
Wow.
If you use it by saving payments, great. If you refinance or sell the home, you get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some great advantages to this program. This is they've really come out with a nice one to help people buy a home, to get you going in a home, because they understand, like I said at the beginning, the money flow.
What that creates.
How much that creates, how much jobs that creates, how that helps the economy, how it collects taxes. Those are good things. And if you're renting, you're paying somebody else's mortgage off. You're not paying yours.
And they love you.
They love you. Yeah, I've had rentals. I love renters. But if you get the chance, and there's a great opportunity now, especially with what's going on with rates, to take that chance to go out and look at a home.
All right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. Now, for this first-time home buyer, what kind of score are we looking at there?
660 or up. Yeah, you can actually go to 640. So you don't have to be a 740. Like I said, first-time home buyer, they don't care what your score is. It doesn't affect it. As long as you don't have any bankruptcies or foreclosures in the last 4 years, they're okay.
Okay.
I mean, these are really great programs that they've designed.
I mean, it's almost like, really?
Yeah. But the goal is to get those that are younger and you know, 25, 30, 35 years old, here's a chance to go out and buy a condo. Think of it this way. If I can go out and buy a condo, I'm living in an apartment now, right? So I go out and buy a condo for $350,000. My payment on that might be $1,500, $1,400 a month with the programs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying less than I'm paying in rent, and I own it. And in 2 years from now, I'm going to move. I've got a better job. I now want to go buy another house. You turn around and turn that into a rental. You got all the advantages. You got the lower rates. You got all the advantages. Now somebody else is paying off your mortgage. And I get to count that income from the renter as income. So it doesn't affect how I qualify on the next home. But it gets you going in that direction to have passive income over the years.
Sure. Now, you mentioned as long as they didn't have a bankruptcy. So let me ask you this, because we've talked about this before. If someone's in the current Chapter 13 and they're making the payments, does that?
No. Chapter 13, as long as you're on a payment plan and you're making the payments, I'm okay. Chapter 7, no.
Yeah,
Chapter 13,
sure.
I've had people 6 months to a year in a Chapter 13 and refinanced them or got them a loan.
Wow.
Because they're in payments and they make it. Like I said, they're going to look partially at credit score at 660, but they're looking at how are you paying your bills going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're committed to that, move through it, it's okay.
Man, wow, that's awesome. I mean, that gives people some hope that maybe been through some hard times or whatever, or just thought, hey, if you'll finally look at that rent and what you're paying, and you're getting nothing for that except a place to live.
And the fact that they're going to come to you and tell you can't do this in the place and you have to park over here and, oh, we're raising your rent and I'm not fixing that microwave. And, yes, I get it.
Unbelievable.
Not all landlords are like that. But,
yeah,
there's some. I mean, you hear some horror stories.
Sure. Man. 720-895-0500 is the number. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. And, listen, Kurt is happy to sit down with you in his office, which is Arapahoe in Quebec area. Or, hey, want to do a Zoom call? Hey, we're all used to those now. Set up an appointment somewhere.
Well, like David says, your home, my office, your table, my table. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt will be glad to help you and go through all these different things with you and find out what is best for you. And maybe you've had some credit issues, Kurt. Let's hit this for a break. That's something I always tell people, hey, if you're not even looking at doing something until mid to late next year, call you now. meet each other, look through just a few things and just see kind of where they're at, where you can say, okay, hey, look, you're pretty good. Just keep everything like this and we'll see you when you're ready. Or here's some things we can do to help you over the next 6 months.
I actually wanted to bring that up in after the break about how to be prepared for what, if you're thinking about it, how to get yourself prepared over the next 30 to 60 days for, you know, February, March,
yeah.
April,
okay.
May, about if you're thinking about you want to buy a home and that's the time you want to do it. The right. basic little things now, we'll kind of go through that.
Sure. All right. We'll do that right after the break. We'll be right back.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope. No one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam, so call them today, 303-321-1578. Mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Again, Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500 is the number. All right, Kurt, we talk about that being prepared and kind of looking, and a lot of times that is dealing things with credit just to see where they are with their scores. And
yep.
It's always aggravating, too, because we all get these apps where they say you can pull your credit score, but none of the – I mean, I've seen vast differences in those numbers from one bureau to the other. But then that's really not the one you see anyway, is it?
No, it's not. When you get a free credit report, that's just it's just a basic credit report. I've seen those where they give you a credit score of 1,000 points. Well, the credit bureaus that are used by the most lenders in this country are TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. They don't go over an 850. That's the most you're going to get on any of those. But understand, when you're looking at a credit report or somebody tells you what your score is, there's three different types of credit reports depending on the algorithms. If I'm applying for a credit card, I'm going to get a certain score. If I'm applying for a car loan or a boat loan, it's an installment loan, I'm going to get a completely different score with the same person. If I'm applying for a mortgage, I'm going to get another completely different score. Mortgages, installment, and credit cards, revolving, all have different algorithms to make you get a score.
Okay.
So one doesn't necessarily mean the other, because each one of those have different priorities that they want to look at before they loan you money. So the other myth about credit scores and pulling credit reports is, if I pull a credit report, it affects my score. Yes, it does. But if I go in and let's say around the 5th of the month, I decide I want to start looking at mortgage, I can have one or 30 credit reports pulled and I have one time hit to my score. As okay. long as it's done within a 30-day calendar period of time, it doesn't matter how many bureaus are pulled.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Too many people believe, well, every time I pull a credit report, sure. it's, no, it's not. If it's the same type. Now, a car loan, mortgage loan, credit card, yes, right. you're going to get three different hits. But if you're pulling one, at Christmas time, that becomes important, because a lot of people going into stores get an extra 20% off if they apply for a credit card. Well, every time you apply, it drives your score down.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this in the past. So it's something to kind of pay attention to. My first recommendation is, if you're thinking about buying anything in the next 3 to 6 months, you can go out to a website called optoutprescreen.com. If you do that, you can opt out from your report being reported to anybody else. What the credit bureau agencies will do is when you run your credit, they will sell that credit pull, not all of it, but enough information to where anybody can call you to say, I noticed you were looking. That's like talking about getting new windshields and all of a sudden on your webpage you start seeing same kind of effect.
Yeah.
If you go to opt-out pre-screen, you'll eliminate those calls because you're basically telling the three bureau companies you don't have the right to sell that information. I disagree that they believe they have the right, but they do. The way to prevent that is go to optoutprescreen.com. When our customers call us before we start to file, we tell them, here's what we're going to do. Stop this. It takes 24 hours, and then we'll run your credit. But we're going to opt you out first so you don't get all these harassing phone calls and inquiries about who knows from where. So that's one of the things that's important with it. Different things to understand about your credit score. There are certain ways you can move your credit score up and down much faster. First of all, you must have credit to have a credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Paying cash for everything and not charging up anything isn't going to give you a credit score. Most lenders in the mortgage industry, they want you to have three lines of credit. They don't care if they're three car loans. They don't care if they're three revolving accounts. They want three lines of credit. They want to know that you've had them for a couple years. The reason they want that is because it shows you know how to make payments when you borrow money. Always having a zero balance is not going to help you as much as having a $50 balance and paying it off in 2 or 3 months. Show them you know how to make payments.
Sure.
Let those things go. By moving, we actually had a customer just call us the other day. He was told by Dave Ramsey, you know, when he was listening to him, that he needs to close all of his accounts that he's not using. Incorrect. His credit score dropped over 100 points when he closed them because now he had no credit usable. He closed every account he had because he had no bills. His credit score went down 100 points. Now he has to reopen and get brand new ones.
Which makes the age of your current things change, right?
Correct. They're looking that you know how to make things. And I mentioned this when you go to stores now. If you go in and they ask you to apply and you apply, let's say you currently have three credit cards. And the oldest one you got in 2010, one in 2015, and one in 2020. They're going to add the ages of those and divide by three, and that's the average age of your credit cards. Well, when you go out and get a new one, all of a sudden that age shortens. If you get a couple of them, all of a sudden it shortens down to less than 12 months or 2 years. Now the risk is higher. Because people with less than a two-year history have more chance of default and being late than people that have one that has a five-year history. These are numbers that they've learned over the years. There's ways to beat the system. Every now and then, if you have an account that is paid off, you haven't closed it, but it's got a zero balance, go out and put $50 on it. Make a payment. Next month, pay it off.
Kind of keep it active, too. Because I have heard of some people that had a card, you know, a $6,000-$8,000 credit line. They never used it, and then they closed it because they never used it.
That's right. Pay a little bit of interest to do this because you'd be surprised by doing that. You're going to move your credit score 20, 30, 40 points. I had one customer that she had five accounts that she owed $200 on, and the limit was $500. Actually, I'm sorry, it was $400. We took $1,000, paid each one of them down $200 to drop her to a $200 limit versus the five that she had owed. Her credit score went up 75 points. Now, why is that important? She spent $1,000 to do that. Well, when you're looking at a mortgage loan, if you remember, I talked about loan level pricing adjustments. Mm-hmm. If you have a credit score of a 700 versus a 720, you're going to pay 0.375% of your loan amount more in fees to get it because of 20 points. If it goes to 740, here's another 0.375. If it goes to 760, there's another 3.375. All because of that 20 points that you can control before you get there. Mm-hmm. There's ways to make. I am not a credit repair company. I just know how to move the scores up.
Sure.
And how to keep them up. And it doesn't take a lot of money.
There's probably not too many reports you couldn't look at to figure out how to raise 20 points.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Unless you're at 600, you don't have any credit.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, I can move the score normally within, and I can do it in 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you a couple little techniques. And sometimes it's not paying the money down to get the balance changes. It's calling the credit card company and saying, I want to raise this from a $500 limit to a $1,000 limit, but leave the $400. because now they see a bigger spread. Okay, they'll do that. All of a sudden, your score comes up, and it's just a phone call. But every time you apply for a new card and they say, we're going to save you 20%, 20% on a $200 bill is $40. You're going to pay thousands in a mortgage loan for 20 points because that's just what is going to move your score.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not trying to talk, but pay attention to what you're doing. You're going to do a whole lot better on your credit score because once you get it to a 740 or 760, it's pretty simple to keep it there. Mm-hmm. It takes a little work to get there. And once you're at that point, you can do anything you want with credit.
Wow. That's why you need to get with Kurt now. Hey, even if you're looking down the road here several months, maybe 6 months or whatever, Kurt can sit down with you, go through all this with you, and make sure you are where you need to be. Or, again, maybe give you a path to help get you there. All right, Kurt, let's talk about down payment a little bit because you're talking about, you know, 20%, and then there's a lot of different categories out there people can do with down payments. What about down payment assistance type programs?
There used to be very few down payment assistance programs, and they were normally designed for those folks that, you know, they might only have $1,000 or $2,000, but they struggled for income. Their credit score wasn't as high. That's pretty much all changed in the last year to 2 years. Excuse me. I currently have 5 different down payment assistance programs that can help people buy get a home. They will give you anywhere from 3% of the purchase price up to 6% of the purchase price, not to exceed $25,000. Now, if you want to put $10,000 down and use the $25,000, you can. If you want to use the $25,000 for all your down payment, you can. How you can put it together any way you want. The minimum, and you hear ads about this, the minimum they make you bring to the table is $1,000. If you bring $1,000, they can pretty much do the down payment around that to make that work. The down payment assistance programs work for both FHA, conventional, and VA. So if you're looking at those loans and you want to do an FHA loan with 3.5%, they're going to give you up to 6%. So it'll pay all your closing costs. It'll pay everything you need to where all you have to do is bring $1,000. Used to be the rates jumped a whole lot. They don't jump anymore. Mm-hmm. Again, these programs are designed to help people to get in to a loan. You don't have to have a 700 credit score. You can have a 620, 640 credit score, and these programs will work. They will go up to as high as 105%, what's called CLTV. That's called combined loan to value. So if you're going to do a loan and you want to put 5% down of your own money, but you're actually going to use theirs. Mm-hmm. So on a $500,000 loan, 5% is $25,000. So you're going to get a loan for $475,000. You're going to use their $25,000. If you bring in $5,000 to cover any other costs, they'll actually let the loan amount be higher than the $500,000 that we started with. They'll go up to 105% of the purchase price in financing. So it allows you to bring very little money to the loan and make it work. If you're doing a $425,000 purchase and you put $15,000 down, they'll give you $20,000 to cover the closing costs. These are different ways that they can help you get into the home. Now, the way they do these programs is called a second loan. It's called a second DPA. Used to be that they all came with a much higher rate, and they had to be paid off within a certain period of time.
Okay.
They now have them to where some of them are forgivable, meaning which if you keep the home for 3 years, you never have to pay them back. If you refinance it or sell it within that time frame, you have to pay it back. So those are the forgivable type. They will give you, like I said, anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000. Excuse me. But if you're going to do a second down payment loan, if you're borrowing $5,000, they're going to charge you $50 a month on that payment for 360 months to pay back the $5,000. If you need the $25,000, they're going to loan you that money at 3%. It's an APR 3.117, but they're going to loan you $25,000 to use for the down payment to buy this property to where you only have to bring $1,000, and they're only going to charge you 3% on the second. You can't get the first at 3%.
Right.
But they're going to give you the second at 3%. On $25,000, that's about $105 a month.
Hmm.
So if you go out and get a loan, like we talked about earlier, a home ready, home possible loan, and that rate's six, you're going to be able to, when you start putting the numbers together, these programs are really great for folks that want to get a home now that don't have as much down payment as you would think you need. And you can do some of these loans with no mortgage insurance. You'll pay a little bit higher rate, but depending on how long you keep it, will show you that pay the mortgage insurance, because every year if you have mortgage insurance, that payment goes down. If you're going to keep it for more than 3 or 4 years, then you put it in the rate. If you're not, then you pay it up front. We'll show you the numbers on what works best for you.
Yeah.
But you can actually get 97% loan to value with no mortgage insurance and only $1,000 out of your pocket to buy a home.
Man.
That's
a pretty positive outlook. I mean, you look at all the things we've talked about here today. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you know, I've had a bankruptcy or in a current one, or, you know, I thought I needed all this money down, or I've owned a home before, so I've never even listened to what y'all have said after that when we talked about a first-time home buyer. So, I mean, there's some great info out there today for folks.
There are ways, you know, like if my children wanted to buy a home, I would show them some ways that they would be able to establish themselves and get out on their own. Understanding that their payments with these programs is more likely going to be less than what they were paying in rent, but they now own. Mm-hmm. And when you're making a mortgage payment, let's say your mortgage payment's $2,000 a month, $300 to $400 of that is buying your loan down. So you're basically putting money in the bank. You're building equity.
Right.
Plus the appreciation at the other end, you're winning on both sides. And you're establishing your credit to help you down the road to do a lot of other things when you need to do them. So these programs are designed to get people into homes. Again, I'll go back to the beginning. We want money moving. We want it flowing through the economy. That helps everybody.
Sure.
If you're renting, you're helping somebody else. If you're paying for the mortgage yourself, you're helping you.
Absolutely. Hey, and it's time to help you. And Kurt will help you. Give him a call, 720-895-0500.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, a preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers is with us, and we've been talking about mortgages and all kinds of different loans, down payment assistance programs, first-time buyer programs. And if you weren't with us, did you know that first-time home buyer just means if you have not owned a home or been on a title for 36 months, correct?
That's correct.
Then you can
become
be
a first-time
another
home buyer.
First-time home
and
buyer.
And you can save thousands in all kinds of fees to be able to buy a home.
That'll work.
And right now, you got sellers that are negotiating.
Okay.
So for the first time yesterday morning, I get an appraisal back, and I haven't seen this in years, but the appraisal came back, and it said the market is declining in that neighborhood, which means the price of the home a year ago was more than the price is by now, and that they call that declining income. That affects the ability to do things.
Sure.
Now, yeah. that's not all of them, but in this neighborhood, it was a declining neighborhood.
Right. All right, Kurt, over the years, you've talked about a term called mortgage safe. Tell us about that.
And where I come up with that term is I remembered back to 2008, and I had a lot of customers that ended up losing their homes because they had the equity, but they couldn't. They didn't have a job. They had no way to make the payments. The economy was pretty well trashed. Well, right now there's people that are fearful of certain things. I mean, if you listen to the naysayers, they got you believing that we're going to have another mortgage meltdown. I don't believe that. But fear is two things, lack of knowledge or lack of preparation. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, find out and then be prepared for it. If you feel that the market's going to go soft and home values are going to drop 30-40%, and you may lose your job or something may come up, there's a way to protect your mortgage payment, and you can do it now. So if something happens, and I'll use the reference of my neighbor was unemployed for 18 months. She was mortgage safe because she was prepared for that. And the way to become mortgage safe is, I'm not saying if you got a house that's worth $500,000 that you leverage the house to $500,000. I think you need to keep 10 or 20% a cushion there that the money can go down. But anything above that, you should be able to tie up in a mortgage. I don't do these loans. I'm just telling you how to protect yourself. Okay. You can go out and get a second mortgage. So let's say you get a second mortgage for $50,000 or for $75,000. I'm not telling you to take the money. Get the money to where it's available. It'll be good to you for 10 years. So if you got a $500,000 house, go out and get it, and you can, and your loan to value is not exceeding 80%, get $50,000 line of credit and just have it there. It'll cost you maybe $500-$600 to get that loan. I have several credit unions I deal with that I send people to. Takes them no time. They have it. It just sits there. They don't use it. Mm. But should something come up and you get laid off, and now you can't make your mortgage payment, you can't make your car payment because you're unemployed for 6 months, this allows you to reach right in and grab the money and make those payments. Is it what you want to do? No. But what does it do for you?
Sure.
I keep my house. I don't have a hit as a 30-day late on my mortgage or on any of my credit cards. And at the same time, I keep my credit score up there. So when I get back on my feet, when this speed bump of life goes away, mm-hmm. I'm prepared to go forward. I still have to pay it back. But you have to look at the equity in your house. What is that? The equity in your house is your money. You're the one that made the payments that earned that equity. Why are you willing to give it away and not be able to reach it when you need it the most? Because when you need it the most, the banks are not going to give you a loan. 6.7 million people foreclosed from 2008 to 2010, and they had 30% equity in their home. It's because they couldn't get to it. They couldn't make their mortgage payment. They lost their home, and it took them years to get back. And that's where I learned that. I watched that happen to people. Mm. I now help people find ways to do that. Like I said, I don't do them. I don't do seconds, but I'll help you find a place that will do one for you.
And I think you said on a show a few months back that 30 days late on a mortgage note,
75 points
is a big hit.
75 points. One shot. Boom. There it is. So if you're a 750, you're going to drop to a 675. Now start adding all them loan level pricing adjustments.
And you don't want to be late.
You don't want to
Quick
be late.
Quick tip for the
and
day.
There's ways to prevent it. If you own a home and now's the time, the values are still there. Appreciation is still up. There's some areas that are slowing down, but you still have a lot of appreciation. Don't spend it. Just be able to access it.
Okay.
Because if you have to sell it because your credit's bad, you're going to take anything and you're going to basically give away money you don't need to give away.
Sure. All right. About 3 minutes left here. Wouldn't feel right if we didn't bring up the asset manager loan.
Well, as you know, it's my favorite loan. I think it's the best loan that can help you pay the least interest on your home the fastest. It's a simple interest loan. It's been around since 1965. It's not new. It was not created in the United States. It was created in Australia. But unlike the United States and France are the only two countries that do mortgages the way we do mortgages. The rest of the world does them as simple interest loan. Mm-hmm. What a simple interest loan is as your payoff goes down, your payment's calculated on the average monthly balance of that month. So as your payoff goes down, your payment goes down. As you're paying less money every month to the bank in interest, you're paying the home off faster. By paying it off faster, you're going to own it quicker, but you're going to pay less interest. And this is where I will talk about interest rate versus effective interest. I've had customers with 3% and 3.25% on a loan pay the same amount of money. Even though the rate on this loan is higher, their effective interest rate is 1.5 because they pay half the interest back on the loan. And that's the interest rate on that because it's called effective interest rate. The actual amount of money you give the bank in interest.
Right. And the good part about this is, that, gosh, we've had more time, but you don't have to change any of your spending habits, so to speak.
No.
And anytime you mention pay something off faster, usually that requires you to do something else.
Nope.
And this doesn't.
This does not. You don't change, like I said, the guy with the 3%, we didn't change his payments at all. The money he had brought in, he put into the account, paid all of his bills the same, made the same basic mortgage payment he was. But he paid his home off in 14 years and 2 months. Saved about $182,000 in interest. So he was a 3.25. Now he's a 1.5 because he saved that $180,000 in interest. That's half his interest. So a lot of people look at, well, what's the rate? What's the amount of interest I'm paying to own a home? Mm-hmm. That's more important because the money, if I'm paying less interest, that means I'm keeping more of the money. The bank's not. It's mine.
Right.
And those are ways to do that. That's why this loan is so popular. And it is quite popular. I have a lot. And one of the other nice things about the asset manager, the lenders don't have any hits to the loan. They don't, whether it's a condo, it's a townhome, it's single family, it's a
doesn't
duplex,
matter.
They don't change. They don't care. As long as your credit score is 700 above, they don't care. You want cash out, they don't care. So and they'll do the loan for $100,000. To $2.5 million at the same rate. Jumbo loan, they don't have any hits for that. Nothing. Super jumbo, don't care. They are designed to people that understand how the money flows and how to save money. If you're disciplined with your money, this loan will save you a lot more.
Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. And once again, it's affordable interest mortgage. Your disclosure, sir.
NMLS 298191. We are regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
Thank you very much. Always good to have you in.
Thank you.
Again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, aimortgage.net. Hey, let Kurt help you out. I promise you, he'll take great care of you. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.